وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك عزلت مولانا سليم صاحب، جزاك الله خير for all the duas you always make for us. May Allah سبحانه وتعالى raise you in rank. آمين. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, today we are going to be discussing another eminent Sahabi whose name is Hazrat Qais ibn Sa'ad ibn Ubadah radiallahu ta'ala an. His name is Qais and his kunniyat is Abu al-Fadl. He is the son of the leader of the Khazraj tribe, Hazrat Sa'ad ibn Ubadah radiallahu ta'ala an. He embraced Islam before the hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during the conquest of Makkah Mukarramah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took the flag from his father, Hazrat Sa'ad ibn Ubadah radiallahu ta'ala an, and gave it to him. Apart from having the responsibility of carrying the flag in the different battles, he was an important member in the matters of the Khilafat. Hazrat Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, Qais's position in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was like that of a senior police officer of a king. Generosity, big-heartedness, and magnanimity were the illustrious qualities of his life. The biographers say that from amongst the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, Hazrat Qais radiallahu ta'ala anhu was extremely big-hearted and generous. His generosity was natural to an extent. In other words, he was born with this quality. However, the air and environment of where he was, the ways of his parents, and the ancient qualities of his family also played a major role in this. Usud al-Ghaba states, stories surrounding Qais's radiallahu ta'ala's generosity are well known. Kathir ibn Salah radiallahu ta'ala anhu had a debt which he owed to someone. So he had no way of paying off his debt, and his creditor was imposing on him to either pay what he owes or give his house in exchange. So Hazrat Kathir radiallahu ta'ala anhu did not want to part with his house. He was concerned about the money which he owed, but there was a shortfall of 30,000 dirhams. He was very worried as to how he could obtain this amount. He then thought of Qais radiallahu ta'ala an. He went to his house and asked him for a loan of 30,000. So Qais radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave it to him immediately, 30,000 dirhams. So he went to his creditor, who now felt sorry for him, and returned the money and house to him. He got up from there and went back to Qais radiallahu ta'ala anhu to return the 30,000 dirhams to him. Qais radiallahu ta'ala anhu refused to accept it and said, "When I give anything, I do not take it back." An old weak woman came to him and complained to him about her poverty and dire situation by saying, "There are no rats in my house." In other words, There is no food in the house which could attract rats to come there. So he said to her, "You have a remarkable way of asking. You may go. You will see your house full of rats now." He then filled her house with grain, oil, and other foods. He displayed much independence with regard to the properties of his father. When his father, Hazrat Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala, was departing for Sham, he distributed all his properties amongst his children. One son was born after his demise, and he had not set aside a share for him. So Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu advised Hazrat Qais radiallahu ta'ala anhu to cancel his father's distribution and to redistribute all his properties. So he said, "The manner in which my father distributed everything will remain, but I will give my share to him, to the recently born brother." So from this we can gauge how much he respected his father's bequest. And at the same time, look at how he gave full consideration to his brother after his father's demise. He was prepared to give his own share to his brother. This will certainly earn him his father's pleasure in the year after. Subhanallah, what a great example he is for all of us. He passed away in the year 60 Hijri in Medina Munawwara. We now go on to discuss another Sahabi by the name of Imran ibn Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an. His name is Imran and his kunniyat is Abu Nujayd. He embraced Islam shortly after the Hijrah. His father and sister were also blessed with this honor with him. Hazrat Imran radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a distinguished companion as regards his merits and virtues. Allama ibn Abd al-Bar radiallahu rahimahullah writes, "Kana min fudala'i sahabati wa fuqaha'ihim." He was an eminent person from amongst the Sahaba and one of the jurists. He used to conduct lessons in the Masjid of Basra. People referred to him constantly, and senior Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum acknowledged his juristical acumen. No matter which path he walked on, people would rush to him and ask him questions. He would normally wear very simple clothes, but would occasionally wear expensive clothes as a way of displaying his gratitude to Allah Ta'ala and expressing the bounties of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Contrary to habit, he wore a silk-type shawl on one occasion and said, "Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when Allah Ta'ala is kind to a person and bestows his bounties on him, the person should also display the effects of these bounties." It wasn't silk, it was something that looked like silk. So Hazrat Muslihul Ummah, Maulana Shah, Wasiyullah Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali, used to speak on this subject regularly. He used to say that wearing expensive clothing is not against the Sunnah. Rather, it is an essential Sunnah. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also wore an expensive silk-type shawl so that it may become a Sunnah for the wealthy people. Unfortunately, many of those who criticize the ulama and mashayikh make objections against them in this regard. We seek refuge in Allah Ta'ala. So, at the time of his death, when he was on his deathbed, he gave the following guidelines with regard to his tahfiz wa takfin, his bathing and shrouding and burial. "You must hasten in carrying the janazah. Do not walk slowly like the Jews, and do not scream and wail. After burying me, you all must return and eat food." He was very strict in his prohibition with regard to screaming and wailing over him. He bequested some of his wealth to certain relatives, but on the condition that if any woman screams and wails over him, his bequest will be cancelled against her. Subhanallah, look at how much attention he paid to practicing on the Sunnah. This is an excellent example for us all. It's an inspiration is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He passed away in the year 52 Hijri in Basra. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala illuminate his qabr. Hazrat Sayyiduna Sa'id ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala an. He was born in the first year of Hijri and was named Sa'id. His lineage is as follows. سعيد ابن العاص ابن سعيد ابن عاص ابن أمية ابن عبد الشمس ابن عبد مناف قرشي أموي. Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu had selected a group of people to transcribe the copies of the Quran. So Hazrat Sa'id radiallahu ta'ala anhu was one of them. He was in charge of checking whether the etymology, the sarf, grammar, the nahw, and language were correctly written. He had also been the governor of Kufa and Medina, Munawwara. Hazrat Sa'id radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a very intelligent and wise person. Many of his sayings became proverbial. He used to say, "Do not mock a noble person because it would upset and agitate him. He will then become antagonistic towards you. And do not mock at an ignoble person because he will become audacious, fearless and daring towards you." He was very cautious about expressing his opinion in any matter. He would not express his approval or disapproval about a thing. He used to say, "The heart's inclination changes constantly. Man should therefore be cautious about expressing his views. It should not happen that he is very free in praising something today and then criticize it tomorrow." Subhanallah, what wise words which ought to be written in gold. Some hasty people have strict views about a person on an issue. On a Muslim. In fact, they adopt a strict and harsh attitude towards him or the issue. But in most cases, they realize their mistake and regret it. But this regret is of no benefit. Hazrat Sa'ad ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed away in the year 59 Hijri. May Allah ta'ala illuminate his grave. Ameen. These were the great noble men and the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam whom we are discussing. It is advisable for parents to make some ta'aleem to their children on a daily basis, speaking about these eminent Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala an. Unfortunately, today, many of our children know the names of many soccer players who will never ever stand for us, who earn great amounts of money, and they're good enough for themselves only, and they give you, you know, a satisfaction that boosts your ego, which is of no use to you whatsoever. And they know the name of cricket stars, etc. And historically, they can go back to many other names, you know, that really influence them. But the great Sahaba Ikram, Ridwanullahi Ta'ala, Alihim Ajma'in, they are not aware, you know, of their character and the great and noble qualities. So by discussing this with our children on a regular basis, inshallah al-Aziz, they will learn to emulate these great personalities. So the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the practices of the Sahaba ikram is something that we must constantly discuss with our children so that it can have an influence and impact on us and our families as well. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.